thoughts on the lovely things happening in the Middle East?
The Middle
You'll have
East.
to be a bit more specific than that.
There's a lot of Middle East in the world.
this place called Afghanistan.
Oh, Afghanistan. Honestly, I don't know that much about it.
Okay, basically
To be completely honest.
these mandem called the Taliban, right? They
Yeah, I think
raided
I've heard them.
the whole place and now they have entered the main major cities of the place, and it's like you're not good there. It's havoc basically.
So, in my opinions on terrible atrocities in the world,
Yes.
is that the question? It's bad. Very
Yeah.
bad.
Yes.
The thing is that these people think they're doing the right thing.
Oh yeah, no. See,
That's
they are wrong
the
on
thing
a
that most people don't
big
understand.
level. Extremists, they're so stupid. Like,
They went through all of
they
that.
think what they're doing is
Their
right. It's just
reasoning is
wrong.
that Islamism. Wait, no, it's Muslim. Wait, what the f That
Muslimism.
religion, right, needs to be in power.
Nah, see,
That's the whole reasoning behind it, and they
that
think
is
that
what we
that's
call a
suitable.
very big extremist view, right? They are idiots. Okay, let's be honest. They think that what they're doing is right, and it's just not. Yeah.
They're
Like,
taking the religion and they're like, now, see
yeah.
this one word right here? Power. We need to have all of it in the world.
See, this one thing here is just kill. We will take that, just use the word and kill everyone.
See, before this it says equal, like equal power, but now we just fucking erase that one. Power. We need to have all of
Power.
that.
Economy, thoughts on the yes, economy.
Thoughts on the economy. All right. Boris Johnson, cool guy.
Oh,
I'd have tea
lovely
with
guy.
him.
Vegan sausage rolls, you know?
I would have tea
Yeah.
with him as well.
I mean,
I think he's a pretty chill guy.
he is. Well, he seems like a
Yeah.
chill guy.
Oh, true.
He did welcome news reporters with tea.
Did he actually?
Yeah, they're
Yeah,
like,
my
"Hey,
guy.
Boris Johnson, what happened with the Brexit bus?" Oh, no, don't worry about it. Have some tea. Have some. C come inside. Have some crumpets and tea. Yes. Just try to avoid every conflict, and the reporters just fell for it, and they didn't actually get the answer from him.
From tea
So
source, everything, I just said.
it's a good plan, you know.
Even drink tea and I would still accept it.
I hate tea with a passion.
Really, every single kind of tea.
Yeah. Oh no, green tea I like, but just normal tea I hate. And I'm somewhat brown as well. Yeah, so it's just bad.
It's in the genes.
Basically,
Don't know what you're trying to
hate tea. Yeah.
insinuate here.
If that isn't the ideology of racism, I don't know what
No.
is.
I that, we love tea. Yes, I like it.
Okay, yeah.
It's worshipped, and yeah.
Worship.
Yeah, they
What's
worship
that
tea. It's
for?
like, having a bad day, have some tea, lad.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Tea solves everything.
Yeah, if it's cold outside, boom, tea.
It's warm outside, boom, tea.
Exactly. It's versatile. You can use it anywhere. With anyone as well. I don't, like most people like tea to some degree. Yeah, they might not love it, they might not make it at home. But if you give them a tea, they'll be like, okay, sure, I'll have it.
Tea
You know.
unites people.
But if you give someone coffee, there's like a I don't know, like a 30-70 chance. 30 they'll like it, 70 they might not like it. I'm doing the math right now, and that is what it tells me. Also okay, I'll get back to you on that. I'll also send it to Gilbert Gottfried. Right, sense. So what I've found, I'm gonna go back to the sleeping topic.
Yeah.
What I've found is that now that I sleep at like 11 instead of 3 or 2, I get more dreams. Do you get something similar to that? Have you had any vivid, like
Oh
really
yeah.
weird dreams?
You
Yes.
have no idea.
I've had hello.
No idea.
I've had so many vivid dreams that and it's like terrified me. I was like, Jesus Christ, is this real? But
Get them
yeah.
so frequently. I'm just like okay at this point with them.
Do you have a dream journal where you write all the
Have a
shit
go. Oh,
down?
no.
I don't
No. I
know.
mostly remember
No.
them.
I need one though, see it helps with lucid dreaming, which I wanna do because it seems lit.
It is lit. I've done it. It's
Oh,
pretty cool.
how you do it, my friend?
Yeah, it goes to your tips.
Mostly
Yeah.
just
Sleep.
focus in before you go to sleep.
But like how though? Like just say Now I will sleep.
I'll just do it.
I am now sleeping.
Just focus.
Focus on what you want to, where you want to be. Like, what you're doing. Who's there? What's there?
My ceiling.
Basically, do something to relax yourself as well before you go to sleep.
Well, like what? Like a meditation or something?
No, actually, yeah, that works.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Meditate.
So, what is one of your craziest dreams?
Oh.
I had a lot of them. My most recent one. It might not, like, seem that bad, however. I went, like, you know, a month, you know, without having any dreams, and then I had this most vivid dream, like, you know. Yeah. Basically, right? I was home alone, and, like, I turned on the light, right? And the light, like, it was weird, like, you know? It was, like, a different shade, so I was, like, already up on edge, right? I was like, fam, what is this new light I have, you know? It's very weird. So, yeah.
Sure.
So then, yeah, I walk downstairs, and I can sit down, and fam, when I tell you, out of the corner of my eye, I see two random men standing in my house. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And then, I, like, look at them, and I stand up, like, shaking, and then guess what? I wake up. I was like,
And then the two men were in your bedroom.
Oh, no. Yes, yeah. I mean, no. Yeah, but, like, yeah. It was, like, a very scary thing. I had missed my dream, like, for a whole month. And then that happens. I was like, fam, what's happening to me?
I don't want to dream no more.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you think there's any significance to that light at the very beginning? Because you explained it in, like, a lot of detail.
I mean, maybe just, like, to show that nothing was real, I guess. Like, you know? If the light was a different shade, it just showed that it's not my actual room, and it's not, like, you know, real, I guess, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Bam, but there's two men, bro. Wham.
Can you identify the two men?
I don't think I can.
Sweat them!
Like, no, when you dream, right, I read that, like, every face you see, no matter who they are, your brain knows it. And, like, uses those faces in your dreams, and you're like, how do I know this guy or, like, a woman in my dream? You know what I mean? So, like, you know, any face from the street is, like, stored in your brain somewhere and then used in your dream. So, yeah, I found that very weird because it just shows, like, you know, how big my brain is.
How big brain. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
So, Luke, what was your craziest dream?
I honestly don't know. I can't say. Because every single one that I have is so similar. It's
okay,
so different.
So, the most recent dream, then?
That would be yesterday, actually.
Oh, hell yeah.
It was a quad.
What? School quad?
Like, school quad, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was, like, this spaceship had crashed into the music block, right? I'm not even like, I don't even know what it was.
Way
it
more
was something
excited than Muhammad's already.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're wacky. And one of the, like, big, like, what's the word? Almost like the champion, though, you know? You have to fight the champion. Someone was already doing that when I walked into the quad. So guess what I did? I went into the spaceship, got out this syringe that had, like, red liquid in it.
Of course, as
injected it into myself, and now I have a sword. And then I just go and kill the champion. And then the police arrive, and then I woke up. I'm not even making a
yeah,
that's actually
like, anyway. Yeah, no. I thought, like, by vivid, it meant, like a scary vivid, not just a full spaceship.
It was vivid as hell.
What made you, like, you know, see a spaceship?
I don't know. It's so strange. It's always like it's like this abnormal upside to my dreams. You know? In each one of them, there's always something that's not going to happen.
It might.
It looks like it.
Well,
you
still have 2 years left of unnamed school. We could so they could
hopefully one day we just see, like, you know, my guy from Mars just now rolling in.
I think it comes out, All right, gentlemen, one person's going to go to space now. what the fuck?
Well, there you go. That wasn't my craziest dream, but that was the most recent one.
I'll tell you the one that I have at the very back of my head at all times. Picture this. You're in a hospital. There's like almost nothing going on. It's like a primary school reception. But I knew it was a hospital because everything was white, you know, very sterile, as they always do. And besides me, I have three animals. It was like a pig, a snake, and like a fucking lion. I don't quite remember the three animals. They're kind of irrelevant. And the doctor said, hey, come in. So sure, we come in. And he says, put this blanket over the animals and don't move it. Sure. Okay, fine. I take the three animals. I go back to my grandma's house, put them onto the bed, and I just kind of relax. And after a few seconds, the snake just kind of emerges from the blanket and he tries to fall off the bed. And I'm like, no, come back, come back. And he hisses at me, I want to fall off. I'm like, no, fuck off, go back into the blanket. And then a few seconds pass. Oh, you want to go out again? No, fuck you, get back into the blanket. And this repeated like 10 times. Hey, I want to get off this sodding bed. And at some point I was like, fuck it, I don't care. Just jump off. So the snake falls to the ground. I looked to my side, and then the two animals transformed into a dog. And I woke up at that point, and my mum tells me, hey, your grandfather died. He fell out of bed. And I was like, what the fuck? Oh no, did I kill him? Did I not save him in my dream, and that's why he died in real life? So that's the one that's the most...
Damn. I'm like, just like... How do you make sense of that? Also, like, these two animals who fall off the bed and then now they're a dog.
Yeah, I mean, didn't actually get her a dog because she was, like, lonely.
That, like, you know, represents your granddad in the afterlife, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm kind of concerned that my grandfather was characterized as a snake. Because
he
fell off.
Yeah, but you wouldn't... The thing is... It could just be a whole big coincidence.
Yeah.
It's like... It could have, but I was in my... So there was a hospital.
That's the only thing I can come up with.
There was a hospital, you know, linked to death. I went to my grandma's house and I was on her bed. And then the snake said, I want to fall off the bed. And then my grandfather fell out of bed. It's like, there's so many things. So like, he fell out and then he probably vomited, but he was drunk. So then the vomit went back into him. And then he just suffocated. Yeah, and he was mostly just locked in his room, so he didn't scream. I mean, he couldn't because his windpipes were clogged.
Well, not windpipes, it's lungs.
Try, but...
but I was there, and I fucking clogged the phone. I'm fine with joking about it because I was not close to my grandfather whatsoever. Mm. So that's kind of messed up, though. I think
it's kind of
Just like, I don't really mind too much.
Have them a new mine, you know?
Hmm?
My granddad. I never knew him.
Oh, neither did I. I heard he died after the day I was born.
My granddad died when my mum was very young, so it's just, no connection at all.
Weird.
Now just sad.
It is. Anyway, next topic. Hey!